所愿。夜空是彩，
夜空是彩。
Oh, I want to welcome the rising sun. Here comes the time for everyone to see that what will be, will be. This is the time for you and I to stand together as one. Yeah, they will know, they will know.
The sun is rising
from east to west.From north to south,
can't you see the sun is rising?
Oh, you wave your flag and be proud of who you are,
because the sun is rising.
We shining so bright all over the world.
We are the sun, we are rising.
We spent our lives in plain of mystery, never gonna trade our freedom with any mystery.It's affecting our soul and it's killing us so slow. With what we've been through, we have found something good. But we are blessed by you for being a drama. So we're never gonna give up,
we're never gonna give up.
Y'all be light in the way of a tunnel. The whole world will embrace us. Nobody can stop us, nobody can change us, nobody can send us, yeah. They will know, they will know.
The sun is rising
from east to west, from north to south.
Can't you see the sun is rising?
All your ways will fly and be proud of who you are,
because the sun is rising.
Shining so bright all over the world.
We are the sun, we are rising.
The windows and curtains, green lights be revealing. When I think about how blessed we are, goosebumps all over my body. Soul rise to the club side. Black friends crossing gray stripes. Clashes upon clashes, many lives come to ashes. When I fall down and reminisce, the action times be malice.Blood on the ground, this is how we fly. Our beautiful flag all around the world.
Blood on the ground, this is how we fly. Our beautiful flag all around the world.
We go carry the cross together. We walk through to Zion. The sun will rise. How do we do it?
People, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you to a very special broadcast, a very special address from my humble self this very day, the 30th day of man in the year of our Most High Elohim, Chukwuka Gama Pruming Yanina, 2020, where the time now standing at approximately, I should say, 7:03 p.m. in the land of Biafra, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled, I welcome you, and on behalf of the marvelous family of IPOB all over the world, I welcome you also, and I will encourage you to welcome all those who are around you, because today is a very special day in the history of our people. On this very day, 53 years ago, our indisputable and ultimate leader for eternity, the Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, acting under the divine instruction of Elohim, instituted and proclaimed the restoration of Biafra. That very day we have chosen as a very pivotal date in the history of our people, and for us in this very era, a day of remembrance, a day of mourning of all those that passed in that very terrible conflict that I call the Third World War. Not minding anything that may have transpired in the past, not being shackled by the limitations of the conspiracy of those that have always maintained that we cannot survive, we have continued ceaselessly and remorselessly to pursue the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, and that is Biafra. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because for some it is your morning, for some it is your middle of the night, for some it is your evening. For some people, like those in Australia and New Zealand, it is the very early hours of the next day. I welcome you. Make sure you bring your pen and paper with you, because this night, although we shall be a bit brief, we are going to cover as many critical issues as possible. And I will also ask you to get your friends and your neighbors, gather them around you that they may partake in this very epistle this evening. Our enemies are not relenting, they are working very hard, but that is not going to deter or stop us. We are going to continue relentlessly until Biafra is restored in our time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and by the very special grace of Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we have come that which has been prophesied may come to fruition. Before we proceed, we are going to pray as always. And this evening, if you don't have your pen and paper ready with you, you are going to miss a lot. Because a lot of the things that I'm going to say are very, very important. They are historical facts which we must note for posterity. Because I will not return to this ever again. I will not. We must proceed this evening, not minding anything our enemies are doing, because we will always be under immense attack from Facebook, from all the workouts of iniquity, and all those who do not like freedom. They will do all they can to stop us, but they can never ever succeed. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Because we have come to do that which we have been mandated to do. And Elohim is on our side, and we are going to prevail. We must prevail. And we need to pray. Very, very important, please. Indeed, we draw to Elohim on this very special day that only you have made, that we remember your sons and your daughters that perish that we may live, those who sacrifice their lives to protect their children, to protect their families, to protect their loved ones, to protect their nation, Biafra. It is unto thee that we repose every trust. You will not allow this generation that they fought for to be put to shame. You will not allow our enemies to triumph over us. For no one hopes in you and ever come out in shame. But shame shall encompass all of them who are treacherous. Shame shall be the portion of all the saboteurs, both dead and living. Shame shall become and will be the portion of those that persecute your children. You will show us your way, for we are nothing without thee. You will teach us your path. You will guide us in your truth. You will teach us to Elohim, because you are Chukotika Biama, our Savior and our Redeemer, and our hope is in you and you alone. Every day, every morning, every night, we ceaselessly call upon your holy name, that you may have mercy upon us, that your love and your grace may abide within us. Do not remember the sins of our youth. Do not remember the sins of our fathers and our ancestors. Do not count our rebellious ways against us. According to your love, Elohim, please have mercy upon us and give us Biafra in our time. For we are upright in thy word. For we are guided by the instructions you have laid down in your commandments, that sin may not have any hold over us. Come and guide us in your humble way, and teach us to be that which you have destined us to become. For we have no other God apart from thee. We have no other creator apart from thee. For the sake of your name, not for anything that we may have done, not for any righteousness that we may have possessed, Elohim, forgive us our iniquity and have mercy upon us. Grant us Biafra in our time, that your name may be exalted, that your name may be lifted up above every other name, that your name, O Elohim, may be lifted up above every other name, now and forevermore, we pray. He said, Mama Dereke Chineke, Mama Dereke Chineke, we have come to preach the gospel of heaven. We have come that the truth may prevail. We have come that the enemies of Biafra may flee. We have come that this very gospel of truth may be propagated to the ends of the earth. We have come that darkness may flee and light will come in. It doesn't matter what our enemies do. We remain committed. We remain resolute. We remain dedicated to this very cause of the restoration of Biafra. We are unbuyable. We are unbribable. You cannot intimidate us. You cannot threaten us away from this very cause we have embarked upon. There is nothing the enemy can do. Darkness, as I keep saying, cannot prevail over light. And this very day will bring you light. We must proceed, because we only have roughly 2 hours this evening. But always remember that our enemies are numerous, and they will do everything they can within their powers, both morally and immorally, to try to dissuade us, to try to get us not to pursue that which we have been born to do, which is to restore Biafra, nothing more, nothing else. Not to own mansions, not to own flashy cars, not to own choice properties in the busiest and the biggest cities you have in the zoo. We have not come to do any of that. We have not come to serve the Janjaweed. We have not come to serve Alamajiri. We have not come to bow before any of them. We have not come that we may become frightened of what they may or may not be capable of doing. We have come to do that which is right before man on this earth, and to go come and bring me here in heaven. That is why we must prevail. It doesn't matter what they do. Regardless of what they do, we must prevail. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are
not rock.
I am not my dead boyfriend. I am not a rock.
Buharida.
I am Nnamdi Kanu and I lead IPOB and I will lead this movement until Biafra is restored. And as I keep saying, if we work diligently hard between now and the end of the year, Biafra will come. Others may want to go and claim glory for work they did not work for, but they are wasting their time because our people are sensible, they are reasonable, they are intelligent, they are discerning. You know the criminals when they come. BBC, we assembled them today, with the exception of our sister, Onyeka Kumwenu, assembled a gang of thieves, a gang of criminals, people that lie through their teeth. This evening, I will decimate them. I don't believe in giving people undue publicity on this platform, but since they have gone on to lie against me, to lie with my name, I will destroy them. Completely and totally. But in their next life, when they hear IPOB, they will run and they will take cover. This very day, we remember those that died, that we may live, those who fought, that Biafra will be restored and that the land kept, or else all of you would have been like a makeover by now. You'd be suffering from your weight. You will have a spot on your forehead. You will be worshiping a God that our ancestors never knew. You will live probably in Abuja, in Lagos, talking nonsense all the time about one Nigeria. Your life would have been hopeless. As the Janjaweed are coming into our land, you would have been busy gathering rubbish as they always do. You would have been busy gathering rubbish as they always do. As all the traitors do. As all the saboteurs do. That is what they have always done. And that's what they will continue to do. But we are here. I wouldn't say to call them out, but to speak the truth that the whole world may bear us witness. Those that paid the ultimate price in various battlefields across Biafra land, they died. That what is happening today may not happen. It is a shame that those of them in America, having been taken away by the sweetness of oversized hamburger, have decided to forget where they come from. We have come that very promise of a truly free and independent Biafra may be brought to bear in our time. Biafra was the only country to attempt genuine independence out of Africa. Every other country you see in Africa, what they have is flag independence, with the exception of South Africa. They only have flag to signify their independence, but in actual fact, in their day-to-day transactions of governance, they are not independent. That is why they go begging any time they are afflicted by even the most inconsequential of diseases. They fly to Europe and to America to ask for help. They cannot reason. They cannot sustain their economies. What did Supreme Court Mogo Jugo, our general, did 53 years ago was to bring in genuine freedom into Africa. It is very sad and unfortunate that it was the same Africans who conspired against him and made sure that the will of Harold Wilson prevailed, that the will of British neo-colonialists and their agents in Janjaweed and Water Fulani, with the help of a few other men, conspired to extinguish that very hope. Not that Nigeria fought and defeated Biafra, of course not. They never did. It was Britain that fought Biafra. It was a proxy war. Harold Wilson was fighting a proxy war against Biafrans, using the Janjaweed and a few Yoruba people, and also Russia, Yugoslavia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, OAU. They all ganged up against a very tiny Biafra. And that is why this very day we must continue. It doesn't matter what our enemies, it doesn't matter what they do. We must continue ceaselessly until the zoo collapses and Biafra is born. As I told you many years ago, I remember there was a time I was speaking to one of us today. I said, do you remember the time when I told you that as soon as Biafra is closer, they will unleash all their demons against us via the media. They will try to impugn our integrity. They will try to lie against us. That is what they have done. They have realized that this IPOB, through the grace of Elohim, we have collapsed the zoo. They know that very well. Our enemies understand this. They know we have done the job. They know we have collapsed the zoo completely. That is why they are all over the place, yapping, both those who are normal and those who are insane. But this evening I will cure their illness. You know me very well. I don't have one day, Anna. This evening I will cure them with facts and with figures. Because they know I don't lie. Because the only thing you can say to a beautiful woman is go and have a shower. Because you don't have anything to say to her. But here today we are going to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as always. Because in Biafra, Africans try to create a genuine democracy, a genuine land of the free, a land that black people will be proud of all over the world. It was the same black people that conspired with white people to extinguish Biafra. That is why everybody is suffering today. That is why a black man in Africa will pay a white company like Facebook to make sure that the truth is not heard by people. That is why everybody is poor in this zoo and across Africa as a whole, I must add. Poverty, ignorance, disease, and pestilence is the price you pay for self-betrayal. Africa was betrayed in Biafra. Those who worked against Biafra thought that somehow they were advancing their own self-interest, not knowing that they're shooting themselves in the foot. And today has not happened. Look at how poor and wretched everybody is. You are complaining. You are burdened by the yoke of terrorism. All of you are suppressed by the ignorance that you brought upon yourself as a result of a dilapidated system of education. You have no health care, you have no running water, you have no simple electricity. You do not have something that occurs naturally in nature. You don't have. You are suffering today because you worked against Biafra. Some of you are suffering today because you betrayed your own conscience. But we must continue. We were betrayed, sabotaged, abandoned, everything they can think of. But we survived it. They gave birth to children. Us. And we have begotten children. And they themselves will also bear children. That is to say that Biafra is unstoppable. Nobody can stop it. That is why we salute this very class of 67 to 1970. I call them the immortals because every 30th of May, every year, forever and ever, we shall remember them and we shall honor them. Midnight yesterday into this morning, on the 29th, we lit beacon across the whole of Biafra land. Some of you may not know what it means, but we started 30th of May remembrance. We were the ones that built a cenotaph. We are the ones that made it compulsory that we must do something every year to be great, to show our gratitude and thanks to those that fought and died for us that we may live, to commemorate their sacrifice. It was IPOB and nobody else. Not Ohaneze, not Pandev, not any elders. Nobody did. Only IPOB did it. Because, as I keep saying all the time, we are under divine instruction. That is why after tonight's program, you will understand why we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. And I know that from Alamajiri we are complaining. They say, oh, he had his mark on the left side, now it's on the right side. But they know there's something called mirroring. That what we are doing today is being mirrored by the system that I'm using. But this is how you know you wear this piece, this lapel, on the left-hand side. That is how you know the left side of a person's face. You wear this on the left. And this is the left-hand side of my face. Now you're following, don't you? Depending on the device you're using, if you're using something like mine, your face can become mirrored if you do not understand. I will explain that to you very carefully. And as we proceed this evening, some of you may become disconnected by Facebook. If they disconnect you, go back in again. I know that's what they do. I sipped water because none of those things they have in Israel can do what I can do. They cannot. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. A beacon was lit for our people to symbolize that we have reached our peak spiritually. We have peaked in this struggle. In fact, yesterday, 12 midnight, we kept it a secret. We didn't want anybody to know. Our beacon was lit right across the whole of Biafra. If you don't know the spiritual symbolism of lighting a beacon, I suggest you Google it and try and find out. Midnight of the 29th of May 2020 was when IPOB reached the peak in the spiritual realm of its agitation. And that is why Biafra will come this year. If you follow instructions and do exactly as you're told, Biafra will come this year. If you do as you're told, our enemies are going to come to deflect your attention, to tell you one rubbish or the other. They will come with very fantastic tales and stories. You must remain focused. You must remain focused. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. Once you are distracted, you've lost it. That is the game plan. It is a beacon. We have reached the point in our spiritual journey where we can be described as a beacon of light. That hope was lit 12 midnight on the 29th. That hope. Anytime you look at that beacon represents something that has never been attained anywhere in the whole of Africa. That we are the light. That's who we are. And there is nothing the enemy can do. They can't think of these things. They're so-called elder and all these criminals. They can't. You have to be in the spirit to think of lighting a beacon. To spiritually immortalize what those that died for you stood for. That is who we are. Every instruction we get is from heaven, not from man. That is why we do things that ordinary mortals cannot easily think about. They were all there, and we started 30th of May. All of them, we are there with the academia. Even those carrying the Agumpen Papuna Pari. If you go, I have this document, so I have this map here. It's just everywhere. Making a fool of their stupidity. Today, we tell them we have penned the light. Because last night we lit the beacon. This IPOB. Remember this IPOB. You will never be forgotten. The same way we remember our heroes is how IPOB will be remembered forever and ever. We have earned that right. We built the Sarasat in Enugu. Nobody did not. No elder built it. Nobody did. Who was rich and destroyed it. A cenotaph. You are telling me the only people that lost 5 million people within a space of 3.5 years. We lost 5 million people. There was no commemoration, not one single one, until I built a cenotaph in Enugu. Now you're listening. Nobody knew about 30th of May until we came. How should I say? Until people become them are determined that we should come. Some of you don't know what we are doing. Some of you are ignorant of the mystery behind what IPOB stands for. But Fulani is about to teach you. The Janjaweed, they will teach you the importance of IPOB. They will teach you. We must continue. They built nothing. The Wadrika destroyed it. The pig in the creek spitting all over mobile device screen did not think about it. They don't remember those that fought They have not. They can't do what we are doing. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. They can't do it. If any of these traitors, the reason why I am picking on traitors today is the last time I talk about them. That is why I ask you to bring your pen and your paper. Write everything down that I'm going to say to you. Write everything down that I'm saying to you. Everything, you must write it down on a piece of paper that you may be able to understand. Not tomorrow, you say anything about it. Tonight I'm going to tell you. I am preaching about saboteurs tonight because it was them that destroyed the dream of Biafra. Saboteurs destroyed Biafra. That is why tonight I will pick on them, one after the other. And as I make my points, you write it down so you can go and ask them later on. For some of you who are still in contact with them, go and ask Mudo, why didn't Ohanaeze ever think of immortalizing those that died? Because they're in the pocket of Janjaweed, Hausa, Fulani. Not Hausa, I'm sorry, Fulani. They're in the pocket of Fulani, Janjaweed. They're the majority of the ones controlling them. All your governors didn't think about this. No, they never did. It is those that they call miscreants. Can you see how Elohim works? Those they call miscreants are the ones reminding them of their own history, reminding them of what is right, reminding them of what needs to be done, reminding them of what has to be done in our land for us to proceed and go and get Biafra. They claim they love you. Traitors! They say they love you. Isn't it? Have you seen where we are today? Some send representations, oh, you are insulting people. And I said to them, you are a fool if you say I'm insulting you. Because that means you've done something wrong. I can't come out and insult or speak in the manner I do against anybody who is doing the right thing. Have you ever seen me do that before? Anybody that we cast against, then say, I give you reason. Not coming out, oh, he's a scammer. Oh, he stole money. Tonight you will tell me. If you've ever contributed one dime to IPOB, now but you will tell me this night. Those that we stand, you give us their names this night. Or else, shame will be upon you and your family, your children, forever and ever. Wherever we see them, we will know that their parents are saboteurs. Wherever we find them, they will be punished for the rest of their lives. Because you are an evil person. You can lie against somebody who is dead, not somebody who is living. You can't lie against somebody who is living. That's what Mbappe said. Once you are awake, rats cannot come and take you or drive you. It's not possible. They were lying, thinking, I won't rest. I'll give you that publicity you want, I'll give it to you tonight. But with a healthy dose of destruction, so that the world will know who you are, that you're a thief, you're a rogue. With reason. Don't go about talking nonsense. Every time any of these traitors or so-called opinion leaders they come, we love them, we love our people. Why did you not think about 30th of May? Why wait for IPOB? Why? I'm asking you. Why wait for IPOB? We are going to destroy those liars tonight. It was only him to put Vika Abiyama. This night, after our beacon yesterday, we are not interested in restructuring. We are not. I am sounding this note of caution to those that say, nobody conducted, and we are just warning you. I am not interested in your restructuring. I am not interested in your regional government arrangement, 1960 constitution, 1963, rubbish. I am not interested in your new Nigeria movement. I am anything with Nigeria in it. Count me out. I'm not interested. Neither am I interested in whatever concoction that you compromise people, you traitors, are negotiating behind our back. Do you think we don't know? Do you think we don't know what is happening behind our back? We know everything. The Janjaweed are in our land because of the traitors we have. These are the people that enabled encouraged, emboldened the Janjaweed to invade our land. Because the Janjaweed understand that the life of Mohammed are impotent. They understand that the life of Wasrika is working with Al Mustafa. They understand that that idiot with a fire is working for a new Nigeria. They understand that the pig in the creek is working for their masters in the north. And that bloated pig, always talking rubbish and spitting everywhere, that pig is like another Afonja in our land. That pig is an agent of darkness in our land. If you don't know, I will tell you tonight. Because he's a criminal. And I'll prove it. As I'm saying it, I'm mentioning names. As I kept saying, bring your pen and paper. I will not discuss this again. And I'm asking all our admin, you are going to segment this very broadcast and cut it out to fit the very purpose for which we are making it tonight, which is a response to all these traitors. It was their fathers that betrayed Biafra. It was their relatives that betrayed Biafra. They have come again to betray us. They have come again, and we can't allow them. Not that they underestimate us. And long may it continue. Maybe that's why we are as formidable as we are. Janjaweed are in our land. And in order, listen carefully, in order to stop IPOB from fighting the Janjaweed, they know we need arms. They know we need ammunition. I've been saying this since 2015. And I've been sounding it as a warning. When I met Wodo, I told him, ask Wodo, did I tell him this thing or not? Wodo, when I met you in your house, did I tell to you that the Fulanis will come? We need to be prepared or not? Did I say that to you? And what was your answer? It was written, before you kidnapped me, sent people to disrupt my traditional marriage in 2009. Did I tell you about the need for us to be armed or not? In a hotel room in London. Do you remember? Which of four was there? Amaki was there. Chukwu Megemba was there. That woman was there. In front of everybody, I told you we need arms and ammunition. And what did you say when you went back? You abandoned everything we discussed. True or false? I asked you a direct question, true or false. I call people who are present. That's how I am. I speak the truth. I tell you people who are present. I want to know those who were present in his place. Oh, when there? Elliot Uko was there. My PA Kwema was there, and a whole host of other people. I always have backup and proof. There's just an idiot with a file, or Upper Imo River Congress, or is it Lower Imo River? I don't know where that one comes from. I met you at the office of Ndubuisi Kanu many years ago. I've only met you three times in my life. The first time was I went to go and see Ndubuisi Kanu. I don't know who you are. I went to Ndubuisi Kanu's office in Kofi. I don't know who you are from Adam. And as some of you who have it, I was there with somebody. When you're telling all this, your lies, don't know there are people who were present. You remember that somebody called Awogo. Then he was the publisher of Eastern Pilot. Today, I think he's the Transition Committee, the caretaker chairman in Obado, former senior special advisor to Obiano. Awog was with me. Awog drove me from his house to go and see Ndubuisi Kanu to see if Ndubuisi Kanu will help me fund Radio Biafra. If you've forgotten, I respect Ndubuisi Kanu till tomorrow morning. Every day, every time, everywhere I go to, I respect Ndubuisi Kanu. I want his office. I know what he told me. He believed in one Nigeria. He said no. He asked me to change the name of Radio Biafra to Ogun Ndiwa, and I said no. I had tea. we parted amicably. Until tomorrow morning, I still respect him and adore him. On my way out of Undivisi Kanu's office, you accosted me on the hallway, me and Awogu. He's alive. He's a local government chairman. He was the one that accompanied me to do a video in Amantia. It's on YouTube. Long time ago, I did a video saying, telling you that Fulanis are coming, they're armed. It's on YouTube. Go and check it. Go and Google it. I told you, you asked me to come into an office. I asked you, what are you doing here? You said you're fighting for New Nigeria. I kept quiet for 4 hours. You are talking rubbish for 4 hours. I kept quiet. I didn't talk to you. When you finish talking all your nonsense, as my father taught me, I demolished all your arguments to 22 questions. I asked you, why are you afraid of using the name Biafra? That was the first one the first question I asked you. You idiot, carrying file and lying behind my back, going to America and gossiping like an idiot, all over the place, embossing people, writing junk. I kept quiet until you came out in the open. Today I will destroy you completely because you're a criminal, you're a thief, and I will tell the world how you're a thief with proof. All the nonsense you're saying about me, you have not one single proof out of envy and jealousy. I have told you many times, anything sent me. I didn't send myself. I didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to go and do Biafra. No. Anything sent me. I met you. I hope you're writing it down, all of you. I met you for 4 hours in Ndubuisi Kanu's office in Kofar-Bayomi in Lagos, Victoria Island. You were talking all your junk. How you managed to speak to all these traitors. Now you spoke to them. And they all came in into your New Nigeria plan. And I asked you, is it all the things you're saying, is it about New Nigeria? You said yes. And I told you I'm not interested. I asked you, why are you adopting the name Lower Niger Congress? What's the meaning of that name? You couldn't tell me. You said it's to disguise it, so not to let others know. I said, why are you hiding it? I was in Israel. I went to Jerusalem. I met a policeman, the district head of Israeli police. Israeli police told me face to face, if you want to do Biafra, you go to the Knesset. An Israeli said, go to Knesset. Stay there until they support Biafra. And nobody will support you behind the back. They should come out in the open to support you. When I was in Israel and that man said that thing, I remember what I told you. You fool, carrying fire, lying against me. I don't know who you are. I met you once. We sat down once with Arinze Awogu. He's alive. Go and ask him. After we met Arinze, after myself and Arinze met you, we left. And I told Arinze that you are climbing down the stairs, that you're a madman. Your brain is not correct. Biafra, that people died for. You are telling me I should hide the name, I should disguise it, not call it Biafra. We should hide. You were trying to recruit me into your New Nigeria rubbish, and I told you now I won't be a part of it. That's our first encounter. My other second encounter with you was when I was brought from detention to high court. I don't know who you are. I saw you, and you told me in the brief time. When I was walking out of the courtroom, you met me and I said, oh, how are you? You said, fine. I said, are you part of my defense team? You said, you came. And I remember what I told you, because you're a very terrible liar and an awful human being. I told you that and then. I said, can you be the spokesperson of this movement? There are people blocked bridge in Malaysia. Our people are not coming together. Can you be the spokesperson? What did you say? You told me you cannot talk about Biafra. Inside the courtroom of John Tozo in Abuja. The next day I came to court and I asked a job for, but where is the Tony Knight? I thought he said he's part of the team. He said he's not part of the team. Who told you he is? Did I see you again until you accompanied Soludo to come to prison to see me? How many minutes? The second time I met you, we did not spend up to 5 minutes. And this was, I was walking and we were talking. The first time you came to Kujan, that time, Benjamin Emadebubu
was with me. David, what we see, was with me. You came with Tutukomona, an organization that I still respect and have regard for till tomorrow morning. There are the very few that I actually have regard for. Aki Kenga is one. Second one is Tutukomona. The rest are just a bunch of jokers. And I told you why I like Aki Kenga. Because of three men that I met in Lagos. So one of them is Stephen Ebigwe. The other one is what's his name again? The former ACB chairman, what's his name? Oh my goodness. And the third one is my brother from Old Omai that took me to the meeting in the year 1999. If you don't know when we started. Tony Nadi, you came to Kuje prison, you were talking about rubbish about the referendum. I told you that I talked about the referendum way back in 2012. That was what I told you. I told you that there and then. People asked me, how do you intend to get Biafra without firing a gun? I said, we will agitate. We will keep on agitating. And finally, we will call for a referendum. Go to the recordings I made, the broadcast I made in 2012. They are all there. You said, you told me, you asked me in Kuje, let's come together and collapse the constitution. And I told you, no, I am going for Biafra. I'm not interested in New Nigeria. Benjamin Madugo was there with me. Are you going to lie? I had proof. When you left Kuje, and I was released on bail, did I ever meet you again? Did you come to my house? Did you call me on the phone? You sent a few people that were letter to betray IPOB to talk to me about an accord. And I said, what accord? I was a detainee. I was in a prison. My people came to see me. So Ludo and very eminent people came to see me. You accompanied them. So what are you talking about? Which accord? Where? Inside prison? You signed an accord inside prison? After that, when those you're working for saw that IPOB was making progress, they sent you to go after me. You started to inbox people since 2017. People who don't know you were helping to spread my name. You thought you were, because that the thing will come, open my one will leave here. You thought by gossiping with the name of the canon, somehow people will abandon IPOB and follow you. You don't know how people are based on stuff. You don't know how intelligent we are. You were lying to them about me. And when they listen to IPOB, when they listen to my book, they say, oh my goodness, this is not what they told me about you. You don't know that? I allowed you for how many years that you've been gossiping, inboxing people, lies about me. We had to sit down to discuss in detail what you're doing with that useless Lower Niger Congress or whatever rubbish you call it. You are the Secretary General. Do you have any president? Do you have a secretary? Do you have a treasurer? It's only you. It's only a one-man band cornered by Jan Jawid talking rubbish every blessed day. Can you call for a meeting? Can you call a meeting that people attend? You are piggy banking at the back of our dear sister, Antio Briggs. Her conference in the water. You are like a pest, like a pest. Always going to where people are prepared so you can attach yourself. You're a saboteur. That's why I'm dissecting you today. To tell you, you're a liar. You call me, you know me, I don't hide anything. You called me a scammer. You said I'm a thief. You said I stole something from you. If you don't tell me what I stole from you, I will instruct my lawyers to take you to court, even in a useless zoo like that. Because you're a deceiver. Tell the Fulani man that sent you that he didn't see IPOB. We are not in the same league. I went to America, I decided to run to America after me. I go to California, you go to California after me. After having a town hall meeting, you go and call some idiots who are like you, gossiping with my name. You never met me face to face. When the elders of Igbo land in America begged me to see you, they begged me, I said, okay, bring him. Let me destroy him face to face. You ran it, you didn't come to that meeting. You gave excuse. You know, there is one idiot you say you must be at the meeting. A traitor will be at the meeting with me? Are you insane? Do you see all your lies? Do you see all the lies you've been telling? I'm asking you tonight. Did your guy give me money? Did anybody kind of give me any money? Who did that come? I'm asking you. Who gave me money that you know? Come up and say it in the open. If you say who gave me money to do the affair, and I embezzle that money, I will resign tomorrow morning. If you tell me who said to you, I gave money to Nandekano to do the affair, I will resign tomorrow morning. Evil men are stingy, they don't give anybody money. Go and ask. It gets so stupid. Go and ask. Evil men don't give money to anybody to do anything. They are all prepared by Fulani people. They don't give money to the affair. That was one of the oaths they took. I know these things, if you don't let me tell you. No evil rich man of Israel can give you one dime to do the affair. Never. Or was Richard got his payment direct from the federal government? Not from Chukwuma Richard. Chukwuma Richard negotiated it for him. He got his paper, he got his money direct from the zoo. They sent people to come and buy me in Kuja. I said no. I was in detention. They came to me, offered me everything, and I said no. They gave me vice president of Nigeria, and I said no. Are you insane? Is it poor Richard people I'm going to be asking for money? So because anything we want to do, we do it. You think somehow IPOB is full of cash. And that Igbo man will give you money. None that Igbo man, let me see. Only our brother Chika gave us money to go and install FM in our land. Only one person. Don't we have FM in Biafra land? Don't we have FM in Biafra land? Because you like gossip, because Igbo men, they love to gossip. You see a grown up Igbo man, so we're asking, but they said, they can't embezzle the money. And I asked the man, I asked the person that I sent to the man to ask him, have you contributed to IPOB before? You have not contributed to IPOB. Not for one day. But somehow, you're saying about embezzlement, scamming people. This was the world you connived. You and your Janjaweed friends, you sat together, you connived. You know evil men are weak. That idiot with his LLC, they know Igbo men are weak. They know once you go to an Igbo man, you talk about money, you talk about embezzlement, they will not support you because they know the Fulanis are coming. In order to stop Igbo men from supporting Nnamdi Kanu to buy weapons to defend our land, what they decided to do was to gossip all over the place, including one idiot now. That went about telling politicians, if you support him, the Kano, he's going to buy weapons to kill everybody. You think I don't know? After gossiping for 3 years, it didn't work. You not come out in the open. I stole your template and your blueprint. You are insane. I don't know who you are. I met you once. You are rambling rubbish. I allowed you to talk for 4 hours. After speaking rubbish, I asked you 2 questions. Why are you abandoning the name Biafra that people died under? Number one question. And number two, what is this concept about New Nigeria? You couldn't answer and I left it. How long was that going to ask you? This is how all your lies came to nothing. You people go about, you will give money for the first fund. All the idiots, like you and your they never could, not one dime to the first fund. The role of America, did not contribute up to $3,000, which is up to the price of tickets. If I want to fly from here to Asia, the whole thing they claim they contributed in the whole of America towards the first fund. How much did you contribute? Nothing. I talked about this to remind you that a time like this is coming when Fulani will be in our land. And will not have arms to defend our land. You think they're funny, that's stupid? They're not have no arms. That's why they have come. And instead of us to discuss them and handle them, they send some of you to us. To be talking nonsense, he's the scammer, he embezzled. And I'm asking you, who did I scam? Where? When? You can't tell me. Because you're lying. What helps you to be spreading the gossip? All those if in Abuja and Lagos that never contributed one dime to IPOB. Our outgoing every blessed month from IPOB account in Germany, every month, we spend $108,000 a month. I'm not going to tell you what we are doing with it. Because if I tell you, you're going to tell your friends. Mr. Okoto, all of you criminals. All of you idiots. Every fool who comes talking rubbish. That useless pig called Asareba Kobona and I gave money to. From inside the prison. Because he has no shame. All of you understand. From inside the prison, I got that idiot 20 million man. I was in prison. He was so poor, and yet I authorized for him to be given 20 million. Our men went to Iguacha. That same bloated pig went and called DSS to go and arrest my men in Iguacha. And he ate the money to you today. Men, people have no shame. Because what was talking rubbish? Did I give you money or not? I was in prison, and I organized a meeting in Cotonou. In your house in Cotonou. With our men, my men to go to Cotonou. They are free from all over the world to Cotonou to go and see you. After the meeting, I asked you, how do we proceed from here? You demanded for 200 million naira. You bloated, dirty, filthy, poor pig. Did you ask me for 200 million or not? I don't talk to Chairman Asiebu anymore. They're all traitors. Did they not talk to him about it? Did I not give you Chairman Asiebu authorization to give you money? How much money have you collected from me? You shameless pig. Saying I'm a con artist. No, I'm the kind of a con artist. When you are the one that stole from me, I gave you money for us to do something. You went and called DSS. Yes or no, I'm asking you, two of us. And you're a freedom fighter. Who is in love with his oppressor? You're in a zoo. You're in a zoo. You're not ashamed of yourself. You're coming out and talking rubbish. I will ask you again. How much money did I give you? Oh, 2016. You said you will organize men. How much did I give you? How much did we give you to support Avengers? When I was in prison, which you ate. Avengers never got the money. And you are here talking rubbish, as always. Anyway, my happiness is that the journalists don't know who you are. They know you're a traitor. They want me. They say you're a traitor. And now I know you are. You see, it's called a double agent. You come and say, oh, yes, sir. Everybody must think that is a lie. You don't have the liver for it. You don't. You don't have the discipline. If I want to be like all of you fools, living on the crumbs from the master's table, I'll be a very wealthy man. I don't have any need for it. I went to Dick Oganderson, useless fools cannot find in Abba. It's called Green Street Primary School. Well, there's no Cameroon Road and Primary School, I keep saying it all the time. I went to library at the new one, the best of the best. Come and collect your money. UNM, Best of Nigerian Soccer. I told my father that if I remain in this school, I'll become more stupid than a monkey. My father sent me to go to London to go and study. And you open your mouth and you're talking rubbish. I didn't take money from Nigeria when I was in prison, when I was in detention. Is the money that the woman doesn't have that I can take? Who from the journal has given money to IPOB before? Who, I'm asking you? Con artist! Con who? Or did you steal from me? Did I give you 20 million or not? From prison, I gave the order. Did I give you money or not? I said, yes or no, we'll do. You're a fool. And a very filthy one at that. We must continue. They have now brought in BBC. BBC. We have Britain left off the Hamburg, brought in BBC. Look at the idiots they assembled, with the exception of Odeko. They are idiots to go and discuss Biafra. None of them can wear this. None. No, nothing to remember the dead. Nothing. You ask the idiot, what is, can you tell the viewers, what is your name? You run out a map. That is the idiot I'm going to be discussing with. What we are asking you, that you claim that Fulani is in a going to kill people. We went there, we didn't see anybody. It's not BBC. BBC, but everybody went about the type of thunder that will kill you hasn't been formed yet. You think I will allow your nonsense? You don't know we did history. We don't, you don't know that we know what BBC did between 66 and 1970. Do you think we are stupid? That you bring in BBC, you think we are daft? Do you think we are insane? We allow you to come and deceive us? You're not well. You can do that nonsense with Rudd and that idiot carrying fire, Tony Nadi. He's a complete idiot, a liar. You can carry from now till tomorrow morning. Nothing can happen. I give the order. One command only is all it takes. I give the order. And when the time comes, I'll give it. You're wasting your time. And the camera is this. All you traitors were the reason why we failed. And the other father was a traitor. And then the traitor had one. Like the Onyama family, traitors had conk one. 30 traitors, that's who they are. All of you, it's an SPG. Once you are evil, you are evil. I don't want to have anything to do. I don't care who you are. Once you are evil, you are evil. I don't care who you are. How many years old are you? How many years old do you think I am? Is it because I have this baby face? I am 53. I'm not a child. I am an elder. I kept quiet all these years. This small boy, that young man, I kept quiet. It's only this year they know my true age. Since then, I've been hearing those small boys, that small boy is gone. I'm older than them. I am older than the Kogi State government. I am older than Aisha Buhari. I am older. Aisha Buhari will be calling me the senior brother. I am older than Aisha Buhari. But you go to her and you bow. You lie down on the floor. She will march on you. You come and tell me, Robbie, you're an elder. Say the program of idiot, mad people everywhere. You don't know who we are. If you love Biafra, I'll respect you. But once you don't love Biafra, I have nothing to do with you. Not absolutely nothing to do with you. You're a waste of space. You know the movie I did, you're lying. Now you have brought in BBC. You think you can damage me? You think you can damage my reputation? Is that what you think? I have not stolen from anybody. None of you have contributed money to IPOB. Nobody in the how many did? It's Madame Erewa. Obi Dabian and a few other people. They're not up to 10 in America. They are not up to 10 in the USA that contributed to our so-called defense fund. That popular defense. None of them contributed. Every lot. Mandela, you see a madman, a lunatic. Everybody is in the village. They caught his dreadlocks in the village. Talking rubbish, talking nonsense. And one day we'll get him. And then he will tell us how, where, and when we embezzle. Let me tell you why they're saying all of these things. They are saying I embezzled money because they want the foreigners to succeed. They know that it's only IPOB that has the men to defend our land. They know that very clearly. So what they're not doing is let them put pressure on you, sow the seeds of doubt inside you, so you will not support IPOB. And our land will be invaded. You don't know that? It's a very simple game. Why do you think I have come out these days to be talking? All of them. Because I said quite rightly, anybody referring to himself or herself as a market attorney is a complete idiot. I stand on it till tomorrow morning. Doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense. If you start from South, you're even a worse buffoon. It makes no sense. And you cannot defend it. Instead of you to defend your stupidity like a reasonable man, if at all you claim you are, you come out and you try to insult me when I'm the one feeding you. 20 million I gave you, cash. Yes or no, true or false. If I can't ask you to now, you can't ask you. Look at what you're building hotels everywhere. The amount of money I pay our consultants in three continents every month without fail. Some of you don't know how far we have gone. The money I pay them, I can eat on during 1 month hostel a month. But I'm not was weekend. I can't be. I'm on that oath to heaven. So what's the case building hotel? Building hotel. As an annex, we build something, you call it Ojibwe Library. Deceiving idiots. You think Jaffa is going to be like that? So you think we are suffering, my mom died, my father died because of Biafra? You think it is going to build a hopeless Biafra? We are liars and idiots. We are nobody place. Then you're dreaming. That means you don't know me. You don't know who I am. You have no idea who we are. We must continue. BBC is doing the work of Britain. Harold Wilson came to kill all of us. They didn't succeed. Now we have survived. One day, BBC said, let's give them BBC. I thought they were serious. They're not BBC, but with my wife's interview. I thought they were serious. Huh? I don't... None of us knew that Alan Marjorie is their editor. Onyewusa, is the one who is in charge of programming in BBC. They are the ones calling me to go and give an interview. On a day like this, 30th of May of all days, those are calling are traitors. I asked that idiot, you're answering Lower Niger. I said, we are trying to come out of the Nigeria they gave to us. You're naming us again after a river. I dismissed idiot. All you did is inbox. Nnamdi Kanu is a scammer. Nnamdi Kanu is a con artist. Hey! Somebody who is alive. Now I'm challenging you live on air. If you're a man, this evening or tomorrow, go and publish who I scammed. Go and publish who I conned. Publish it. Say the person's name. You have none. No, Coco. Everywhere. Betrayers and saboteurs everywhere. You think that overwhelm us? You think by your lies you remind me that overwhelm us? I say, bring it on. If they want media war, we give it to them. Bring it on. We are not like our fathers. We are not being, there is no gentleman here. When we get to Biafra, we will be gentleman. Right now, anyhow you want it, we give it to you. If you want to be very civil about it, we all can have a very civilized discussion. You want us to be like Hamburg, we give it to you 100%. Because we won't allow you 1 inch. That's the rock is running it very hot. We have collapsed it. There is no presence in Nigeria. They can't, if they survive until the end of their life, they cannot anyway. They know it. That idiot claimed. Do you have it, fool? We are now waiting. Let coronavirus finish. He will listen to me. That idiot, the fine, will listen to me. After listening to the gospel that I preach, he will go and modify it. Since when did he start saying, let coronavirus finish? Because he heard it from me. He knows you are doing something. He told me he went to America. To ask you who? You are doing attachment with the Middle West Christians. Did you go to discuss Biafra in America? There was an idiot he wanted to convince in the US. Asking me here. I said, did he discuss Biafra? Ask him to produce one document he gave to a senator discussing Biafra. One document. He has none. But I can give you loads. I can give, if you like, I can make you an ambassador for IPV. You will see these senators you are talking to and what you have given them. Biafra. Every time it's Biafra. Ask Tony Nadi. You claim you're in America fighting for Biafra, Abi. Give us one document. One letter you wrote to your senator. He'll tell you it's top secret. America has an open system. Information sharing is open. He is not an American citizen that would warrant his submissions to be classified as a top secret. So what is the sure, give us one letter. Sabo. You don't know me, do you? You think if you come and be making noise on that that treacherous one new channel called Channels, you somehow you qualify to deliver that UV. We must preach. BBC, what is evil? Our enemies are panicking. They are panicking. And imagine has given them money. Or was written as a result of World 29. This world, they have their money, they have their cash now to splash. The only way he did, nobody knew him. The only way he became relevant was because he was gossiping with my name. Without the name and Nnamdi Kanu, Tony Nnamdi is nobody. Who knows him? What has he done? He's a nobody. He claimed he got me bail. Can you see how people lie? Were you a part of my team? Did you work with a Geoffa? No. When I go to court, I have over 50, 60 lawyers coming in solidarity. You only come once. And you claim you did, see how and you saw he's not he's a madman. After working hard, a job for working hard, you want to come and claim glory from the back. You don't know I'll be doing this program, yes? You think I'll do gentleman and give a presidential address and go. No, there's no need for that. Since I'm the gutter, let's go to the gutter. Together. Go. BBC was said today, in fact, you have missed it. BBC was said that they went to Igbo land. There is nobody, there is no Alamaji anywhere. Everything is quiet. That the fighting going on in Igbo instead is between two villages. They want us, do you know how the videos that I have? I don't want to release them because if I do, they will say IPV is a terrorist group. That's why I kept it. That's what they're looking for. Oh, you've done nothing. All this while, you're not doing anything. Our land, they want me. The same thing they did with that transmitter. They want me to bring out the videos of our operations in Ebonyi. So they can now say, IPM is a terrorist group. Then we are smarter than them. BBC was said that all the ganja weed in our land, there is no ganja weed in our land. And luckily for us, before I came on air, somebody did a very wonderful job. Mabalasi, always doing a very good job. He gave us the names of 350 Igbo communities and villages where the Fulanis are today. BBC Igbo, that is because we asked them, why can't you go and do a documentary? BBC Igbo is telling the world, telling the apparent BBC in London, that there is nothing like the Fulani in Igbo land. BBC Igbo, with Igbo people walking inside there. Igbo people are walking in BBC. They said there is no Fulani in our land. Something happening before our eyes with videos and it clearly corrupted in broad daylight. They said there is no. These are the people walking within the Yangon group. And that's where, I don't even know why. And that's why I don't like mentioning his name. Now they will say, you're going to get more money tomorrow. They say, he has arrived. Now they can't mention your name. Now come and take more money. Even that pig in the creek. They make more money tomorrow. But I am trying to let our people understand what their game is. They are not for Biafra. These are dominators. I know them. One mouth is Biafra. The other one is you. If they are fighting for Biafra, they cannot be in Biafra land. They cannot be in Nigeria. They will either be in prison, in exile, or in the grave. That is how you know a freedom fighter. Ordinary Catalonia, their leader is in exile. In Europe, that is apparently civilized. This idiot is somewhere drinking on someone. Fucking nonsense, taking his hair like a possessed chicken. Talking rubbish. Trying to malign Nnamdi Kanu. So Igbo men in their natural stupidity will say, oh no, we can't give him money. We don't trust him. I don't know who to give money to. That's why I said, go to WIC. I don't need your money. We've been surviving without it. as no man am over na man na you let them take over our villages. Let them take it over. We'll fight our way in. She never got to yes, we'll fight our way in. Because evil men love gossiping. Nothing entices an evil man like gossip. And it's something your old man was asking. I bet the third man the kind of ate money. And I asked him, I said, ask the man, did I eat your money? Did you give money to IPOB? Go to your village and ask. Or maybe some of you have been impressing your wives and your girlfriends that you support IPOB. Okay, I understand. I understand. So you're lying to your wives, huh? Maybe because our mother has a very situation, ask you, what I do to support IPOB? He said, I'm giving them money. And I want you to come out and present yourself. There is nobody. Nobody. God, no evil. Let me tell you one thing. No evil man can, I said evil man, can dip hand in his pocket and give you 50,000 naira to $2,000 to go and say, take this one and do Biafra. It's not done anywhere. No evil man can do it. Even the billionaires can never do it. But when they go to a meeting in Abuja, they are bragging. They are saying, I think this is just a tough time. They say, it's us now. We are with them. We are our boys. They're all liars. And then, is there any people? Fake a name. Tell us where. Give us proof. Say, as soon as you place, I gave IPOB. I gave them the candle this morning to go fight for Biafra. And that morning, I don't know where it went. I want to discuss all of you before the whole world because humanity is listening. When I finish this program, only on Facebook alone will be 2 million people read. I said, I'll publish it. 2 million reached. My neighbor man thinks he has friends. That is why you listen to fools like you're telling an idiot. Can't just ask a simple question. I agree on your investment money, but whose money is he reinvesting your money? That's all. And end of story. I think that's the point saying, no, that is the common money, the common thing. But I know the Kano gave you 20 million cash to do something. Did you do that thing? Yes or no? You didn't. You called yes for his men. And you still have the guts to stand up and be. That means you have no shame. Go. BBC, there are 350 villages in Biafra land with Fulani in it. For your information. In Enugu, we have 72. If it's a what? It's plenty, I'll give it to BBC. I want everybody, in fact, prepare an article with all these names. We are going to throw BBC with this. I said BBC men headquarters in England who will proceed with this. Since BBC will come to do it, they are beginners. But they don't work at their kids. I see their faces. Their children struggling to speak Igbo language. Look at those that claim they are elders. When they speak Igbo, they add English. Go and see my interview when I thought BBC Igbo were irritable people. I gave an interview. I didn't add one English language. Not one. For hours we spoke. Not one single English language. Not one. Not one word. Gentlemen, they are Igbo leaders. You cannot speak Igbo language. Oh dear me. We are proceeding. Many communities, I said 300 plus. BBC is coming. They have not seen it. They don't know what is happening. That Fulani are coming to Australia and Nama and go back. Who told you that? Who told you that? BBC Igbo or the wider BBC. Since after the war, as they have done, BBC is in Hong Kong. Everything they will report in Hong Kong. Everywhere else, everywhere. Everything happens to Palestinians. Everywhere you go to, they're there. Ask yourself, in a war that cost 5 million lives, why is it that BBC has never done one single documentary in recent times? Not one. They came to my house and interviewed me. And then the proper Oyibo BBC, not this fake idiots you have in the village. Now they go, okay. And then BBC came to my house, we had an interview. They saw the crowd that came to see me. And all they ask is, how do you feel now? I said, these are my people. In fact, some to release that very video of BBC in my house interviewing me. I mean the proper Oyibo BBC, not the fake one. They were shocked because a neo colonialist, their interest is suppressed. Biafra is the key. Once they can hold Biafra down, they can hold all of Africa down. That's what Nemo is doing for them, and telling them not to move. Was Richard only interested in hotel? He'll build a male hotel. If you don't find out, female hotel. He'll build one for Vice Chancellor and one for teachers. If you don't find anything, sorry. Because all these people are criminals, they are saying there is no way this man cannot be a criminal like themselves. They don't have a different breed altogether. They don't know that. I am a non-decano. I don't do all this nonsense you do. My father was a very rich man, not ostentatious. I had the finest education that his money could afford. We are not poor. Have never been. That is why a poor man cannot be a freedom fighter. If you are not full of yourself, you cannot be a freedom fighter. You have to take everywhere. You claim a warlord in the Greek. Somebody is in prison and gave you 20 million and you took. Deliver on that thing you didn't deliver. I give you money to give to Avengers, you don't give them.
My dear me.
Unbelievable. We must continue. BBC will not investigate the Holocaust. No, they will not. It's about 1 million. About 1 million died, but it was 5 million. And they know the truth. And they're lying about it. They're lying. It was their own man, Frederick Forsyth, that said, "My country is evil." That's what he said. What Britain did to Biafra is a shame. Has one ever complained? Has one ever complained as a leader? They don't know the meaning of leadership. They think that being a leader is having a red card and going to Abuja and begging for money or begging to the governor or begging to the vice president. Leadership of beggars. I don't beg anybody. The way I speak here, you know how I spoke in court? That's how I speak outside the court. That's why that was how I spoke when I got home. When they gave me their useless condition. Don't go out, don't see time to put on our rubbish. I was an unarmed man. From the way they speak, you know how angry they are that when they connived with Al Mustafa and Buratai to kill me, that they didn't succeed. They are so bitter. Look at what Rika inviting Al Mustafa to away so they can all be one happy Al-Majdi family. Has he condemned what Al-Majlis are doing? Has he ever... People don't listen. Our people no longer listen. According to which they no longer have brain to listen. Do you see it? Has he ever complained about what Al-Majlis is doing? Because he's one of them. They gave us on an the chairman is from Arewa. Flane Janjaweed. All your governors. When even Imo tried to say no, they, from number four, they brought Kopusa Demma. That is the way they own the all the freedom fighters they claim you have. They groom them for you. They couldn't get me. That's why they came to kill me. So you don't know. Now you know. Buried for 50 years. Britain's shameful role in Biafra. Shameful! Shameful! BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, shameful! 50 years, no investigation. 50 years! Can you claim you are independent, you're fair, you're objective? We don't need BBC anymore. We don't need. They can go to hell. We don't need them. We are going to fight another major media battle in front with those. The who are happy. Not all these refrains you have in this room. You open the multiple Facebook accounts, you talk about this, you think that's good anywhere. We are the ones the world is afraid of, IPOB. We hunt in packs. Go and ask this government. Go and ask the Australian government the way we hunt. We hunt in packs, and we always win. Every time we fight, we win. Every time we fight, we win. We are IBOB. We always win. Eventually, we win. That's why I know the Apa is coming. And this is the trouble. By the time we are done with the Fulani, every Fulani area in the north will be overthrown by the local population. You watch and see what's going to happen. You're playing with us. You think we are, you are in the same league as us. You are dreaming. You need to go and investigate what happened. You are busy lying. You people came to defend the indefensible. Lord, I was very happy. Don't turn up to me. Have you seen the video of Anamagri changing the delivery on Dangote trucks? Yes, scraping the names off. Have you seen the video? Can somebody please play? Let me see if I can even play it so I can hear it very well. You think I will show you the video? I'm only going to play the audio for you so you can hear it. I don't have that technology here with me.
Well, friends, I'm telling you, this is Dangote. I want to put you alive.
Dangote!
They are now cleaning the Dangote region on every Dangote vehicle.
Every Dangote vehicle?
They are cleaning it. This is Abba.
In Abba?
Where they are packing the Dangote
vehicle. They are cleaning the Dangote name from the truck.
Cleaning all the Dangote region.
The Dangote is being wiped off. They're bringing Alamaji. They clean it. They go back to the north, they're right, they bring them in, they clean it. These are the people who have this word. And he accepted it. He cannot speak because he's compromised. He cannot speak, he's being blackmailed. All the people you call your leaders, they cannot speak because and why do you have all their dossiers here, Fulani? You know? Somebody says he's fighting for Biafra. But he wants to go to the root of New Nigeria, and you're listening to such a person, and you're telling me your brain is correct. I want my village to be autonomous, but I want to go to the Sultan of Sokoto. Are you okay? Are you, is your brain correct at all? As I said, the real people died in 1970, not all this chaff. You see them everywhere now. Everywhere you see them. Very, very sad indeed. And in the midst of all these things, that's what they went to. The Alamajis are in our land. Instead of them to come and say, oh, IPOB, you have the numbers, you have the men on the ground, you have the infrastructure, let's see how we can go on. No, envy. They want to bring distraction to distractors. All of a sudden, all I'm saying is, Lamitani is a scammer, he's a con artist. And I kept asking myself, but who did we scam? Oh, so you've been fighting for freedom is a scam? And that bacteria that stole 13.9 billion of money belonging to Asoro Clinic is not a scam? Or the school meal is not a scam? Or making rope out of them from number 4, Supreme Court Governor of Imo State is not a scam? Somebody fighting for freedom is, I didn't blame them anyway, because they are zoo animals. They grew up in a system where everybody reasons like an animal. So they are animals that don't reason very well. You think I won't say it loud, eh? That you called me a con artist or a scammer? That means you don't know me. That's what they called me. Ask them, who did he con? Who? Where? Oh, after a year ago, money by who? Who contributed? I went to America. The future is there. They gave me nothing. These are people who are in love with hamburger. They gave me nothing. So where, how? Where is the money? The whole of America contributed only $3,000. As I've said, not up to my flight ticket from here to New York. So where did this money come from? From heaven? Do you see how foolish you are? Do you see what envy does to an Igbo man? Envy can reduce an Igbo man to nothing. An Igbo man you see that you think is reasonable, envy can reduce that man to nothing, to zero. That was what we lost the war. Oh, tomorrow man, Ojo will come and become the president. Now that's all. The thing that I'm doing today. You see how it is. I don't know what. I don't know what destroy, what demon is inside them. Igbo. Have you ever seen me before fight for anything Igbo? If it's not Biafra, I won't do it. Have you seen anything under Igbo that is working? Anything in this life with Igbo in it, Igbo association, this Igbo world, this Igbo that, have you ever seen anything with the word IGBO as part of it that is going ahead? Show me and tell me where. Now that I abandoned it, Tell him, said, I'm upset, I'm angry with Igbo. God is angry with us. God is very angry. And he will just follow me to teach you a lesson. So in your next life, when you hear a prophet of God speaking, you listen. You are about to be taught a very bitter lesson. All of you. You'll be taught a very bitter lesson. And I have a defense. I told you, when the time comes and you ask me to leave this army, I will say no to you. Has the time not come? Has the time not come? I'm asking you. Has it not come? Is it not very clear? The enemies are now here. Have you not seen them? Go to your place where they are there. Even as the President General, they are all busy selling land to people that will come and kill us. They are not scammers. No, they are not. Who put them in a scammer? No, even not the Kano. What makes them the Kano a scammer and a con artist? Because he refused to be compromised. The person calling me a con artist was somebody I gave 20 million naira to. In two installments. Not the ones that we've given them before. Do you see how people, you know, once you become corrupt, once you don't know if you're a militant, if you don't fight up, or a rogue, a double agent, you become, your life becomes messed up. You take money from the con artist. Try it, hear me. Unbelievable. Snap of Twice are in BBC. They're all working together. And you know the funniest thing? You know the funniest thing? I read BBC again today, BBC, the headline before coming on air. I read it in the Igbo language. And Amaka, please post it. I read it so you can understand. After appearing on BBC Igbo today, that's a Fulani agent. I told you before that we are coming. The problem that the Fulani have is this. They have done everything possible to make it almost virtually, I should say, impossible for those they claim are Igbo men that have money to support IPOB. They don't want that. I told you one day, I'll tell you the person's name, one politician that claimed that he was close to me went and told his Fulani people that if any Igbo man gives money to Nnamdi Kanu, he's going to buy weapons and he will fight Nigeria, he will defeat Nigeria and he will kill every Igbo politician. Let me shock you now. Do you know why they've been saying all these things? Nnamdi Kanu is a scammer, is a con artist. Only I want an audience of them gossiping behind my back. Do you know why? They don't want me to buy weapons. That's all. To defend our land. Do you know what they have done instead? I'll read it for you. Ndi Igbo niile ga-ebido ụtụ 100 naira. N'ọdịnihu, it means every Igbo person, now the kind is a con artist and a scammer, that's from the idiot opening his mouth to talk rubbish, that from now onwards, every Igbo person will contribute 100 naira each. dear me, unbelievable. They want you to contribute money to them. I told you that Fulani is voting them. Fulani is afraid, given all the broadcasts you've been making, rather than give that money to one Igbo Congress that has a bit of a tiny bit of pedigree left, or should I say reputation. I would Tony Nade, they brought Onye Komoni to decorate them. Now they want you to pay 100 naira a month. Everyone. To defend our land. What I told them years ago, they said no. They called me a criminal. You're a scammer. You're a con artist. The same thing they have just done today. Igbo man, Igbo. IGBO. Oh, Lord have mercy. I told them I come with facts and figures. I don't believe in talking rubbish. When I push you, I'll show you where to land. Mr. Diaz was recruited by the physical, if I wanted to do his job, I'd be doing it by now. I said no. And the physical refused to tell him nothing. Gave him office, gave me a desk, I've been feeding him. And it's a bit of it. Ask him, you are in Lower Niger Congress. Who are your members? He said, you're the Secretary General. Okay, then who is the provost? It's only him. He is Secretary General. He is President. He is Vice President. He is the provost. He is the treasurer. He is the financial secretary. One man, and all of you are there. Stupidity is a disease. An able man has it in abundance. I tell them to their faces. I tell them. They think they have sense. Even man who think, oh, I'm clever, I call where I call, and I'm sensible. No, the guy is a scammer. He scammed. He took the first fund. Did you contribute to the first fund? No. Do you know anybody who contributed to the first fund? No. So, what is the Nyamwoto doing now? Asking for money to defend our land. What is that? It's called Igbo leadership. dear. They are beginners. Beginners. BBC should ashamed of themselves. BBC, go through the comments. Go through the comments when you were interviewing Nyamwoto. And about the file carrying each other, I don't know where he comes from. He's ashamed of Biafra, telling him, ashamed of the name Biafra. We went to Niger Delta with fire and brimstone to let them know the truth. There's no push naked. The truth is that there is nothing called Niger Delta. I respect those that fought and died under freedom for the journey. Because Niger is just another name for a job. That's what I do to it. From the mouth of the pig opened his mouth and said that Niger Delta is only part of River State Bayelsa and the part of Delta, Lower Delta. They don't even know where the Delta starts, the Niger Delta one. Yet nobody knows. For years they've been asking me, oh, where is your, remember when to the Niger, where is the boundary? Where is the boundary? Where is the boundary? I told him I don't need a physical boundary. Use your brain. Where you see any woman, thank you, this rapper. Since then, has he mentioned boundary? I told him we're intelligent, we don't understand it. I've been watching it. That's why they call me watching it. And it's been watching it. Because they're losing this with me. Always. This is evil. Your job, I'm gonna go on. Your job, the job they sent you to do in Igbo land has crashed completely. You cannot go anywhere. I will use you to set an example as to how formidable IPOB is. We will set you, use you as an example. You will know. Right now, when you write, maybe you get about 50 reactions. Very soon, you see what will happen to you. You'll be writing for Fulani. You people should go and form as many fake Facebook accounts as possible with Igbo names to react when you write, because you're finished. This very battle with BBC will fight it to death. You have money, you have rich, you have everything, we'll fight it to death. Because you people support evil. We lost 5 million people. Not 500, 5 million. And you want me to be quiet. You understand? Ordinary pipeline security. People have no shame. A pipeline security guard. Pipeline for who? For one Alhaji Baigome from somewhere. He says, I'm a militant. I'm a militant. Yes, hello, RMA. You are an ordinary security guard guarding the pipeline of the people you claim are your oppressors. Maybe from there you do small kerosene bunkering. You open the pipe and you collect a little bit. And you are a warlord. You collect a little bit of kerosene. You stand. It's a pipeline security guard. You do oil bunkering, but you still had no shame to take 20 million from me. No shame. No shame! After taking money, you called your Fulani friends in DSS in Igwater to go and arrest my men. So when we asked it, I didn't know now, you can no longer go ahead. Did you refund the money? Did you refund the money? So, did you refund the money? I have no money, yes. But I bought palliative for our people. Not IPOB money, from my own money. I bought palliative for our people. I could have built a mansion with it. I should have built a funeral hostel. I have to make a lot of investment in Mudike. You know why? And the palliative rent money. That's what you can do. Did I was looking to buy any palliative for anybody? There's money block to build an extension. Come back with your money to build an extension to the hostel he has already. And that is the freedom fighter. The freedom fighter. In your land, that's the freedom fighter. No wonder we're finding things difficult. The people are not well. They're not well. They're hotelier. Building hotels. So you want me to be like them? And I'm the guy, he has no house. He's the homeless. So you don't know that that makes me more credible. That means that anything people give to me goes towards the struggle. So you don't know. It's a badge of honor. There is no serious freedom fighter on this earth that has a mansion. Not one. None. Anyway, when you go to school in this room, that's what happens. Not one bag of garlic. But he's in his house, you know where. He has Olympic size swimming pool. He's the leader. Has anyone given me money before? Anyone has given me any money before? So on what grounds are you like lying to people and saying I conned people? I'm a scam. That is a scam. Based on what? Who did this scam? Where? When? How? Defense fund. Did he give me defense fund money? What? Did anybody who contributed to this? In America, I was in the USA. I did a town hall meeting and I asked them, how many of you here contributed? Only Madam Mary Wan and a few people contributed. Even the money that was due to OPM sent to an account being run by traitors. And never go to Germany. In America, not up to 10 people contributed. But when you hear Alamaji and Yoruba media, your ears, talk about defense fund, you will think that money was contributed by people from everywhere. IPOB expenses every month is $108,000 a month. That's what we spend. Oh dear, I feel sorry for you people. Yeah, would. An old man gossiping. Oh dear. That lot from LNC is not lying. I want to give him free publicity today. Because tomorrow they will pay him. No, on Monday, when the banks open, and imagine will pay him. They said, keep talking. I'm responding because they invited him to a program that Onyeka Onwenu was in, somebody I have respect for. And Nyawudu was there. Somebody I abhor. Because he's a traitor. Nyawudu is a murderer and a traitor. I know that he knelt down to beg Tinubu to be governor. These days the governors no longer see him. His car is spoiled. He doesn't have 100,000 to fix his car. Go and ask him. Evil leader. The car that I use, people buy for me. So why do I need to go and buy a car? This lot wrote during nothing. That in now the canoe ruined, hijacked, and derailed the network of grassroots structures. Can you believe that? when I was on air saying start LPB from the, he said I hijacked his structure. Christian, from where, Pana? Where, how? How, where, when, how? APRB is on over 80 countries around the world.
People are liars.
Tony Maddy is a liar. Unrepentant liar. Working for Alamajiri. Working for Alamajiri. They think I don't know them. I do. I know them very, very well. I know them. They said today that he went to Ochanja, went to Ariaga, went to Obese. So they said he went to Obese. Went to Bogorogo. Everywhere between Boni and Abakiliki. Now he's adding Boni. After I was to appeal that the Boni is able, it's Obani. He's now added it as well. More cocoa. As well as Kobo Shore, a man, you fund me the 20 million I gave you to betray my men. They went to prison because of it. Long detention. Because you betrayed them. I gave you 20 million naira cash. Return that money to me if you're a man. Return it to me. Because you're a thief. You're a thief. You're talking rubbish. After calling me, you're not calling me a cop. Can you believe such nonsense? A criminal is not calling somebody as a criminal. Can you believe such rubbish? Huh? You're the one owing me money. You stole from me. Very tragic. Very tragic. He said that Admiral Nibisi Kamu, who has been roughly, of course, I told you that. Yeah, I went to go and see in the basic canon. He started giving me literature about New Nigeria movement before he came along. The basic canon knew me before he knew you. He spoke to me like a father to a son. If you don't know, he advised me, and I said to him, "You have my love, sir, but I cannot take your advice." Before you get recruited to be doing what you're doing. You never went anywhere. You are a nobody. If you come to Biafra tomorrow, they will stone you. You are a nobody. You are a nobody. You can do all your shovel work with Channel TV and with BBC. If you see your leg on the ground in Biafra, you will be stoned. I banished organizer. I said to them, no public meeting. I have never seen public since then. If you say you're strong, you try now. Let's see what will happen to you. More cloak everywhere. Everywhere. Lying and lying and lying. Went and drafted a very long thesis. How Nam the Kano destroyed LNC. I asked you, what is the meaning of LNC? You said it is Lower Niger Congress. I asked you, how about Upper Niger? What happened to Upper Niger? You couldn't answer. I said, from the name of a river, now to the lower part of that river, I told you that you're a madman. Awoko was there. At least Awoko was there. Anything I tell you, I give you proof. If Asare is denying that he took money from me, Uchenna Asiebu is there. He called me and I authorized it. I said, did you not speak to me when I sent my men to you? In Cotonou? How much did you demand from me? 200 million. Because you're a hungry tout. You're nobody. You're a hungry tout that may have lifted up AK-47 assault rifle before. That's all. You're nobody. You're a hungry tout. Hungry tout. Everywhere. The brain behind what it is not here, Yorker. That's the brain behind all things I do. Do you have brain? Are you a strategist? No, you're not. Go to him. Let's unite. I said, okay, let us unite. After you took my money, did you talk to me again after that? You disappeared. You're a hungry man. From nowhere came out with LNC. Was Richard Nam the kind of destroyed beam myself from nowhere. I don't sleep. I sleep maximum 4 hours every day. It's been that way since 2009. I work very hard. Very, very hard.
Mad people everywhere.
Let me see if I can go and take some calls because the zoo army, this is what we are suffering. When we go out, they arrest us, they make our life difficult. The zoo army stormed the venue of our remembrance in Ahoda West, in Iwata, and arrested more than 7 Biafrans and took them away. This is why people join IPOB. The more you arrest us, the more we continue. The more we come out. You keep arresting. The more we bring them out, the more you arrest. That is why people... I don't abandon people. I don't. How many people from myself are in prison and in mortuary? There was a million of them. Everybody that fell in our struggle, we bury. With full honors. And when Biafra comes, then they will see what it means to have to honor. I don't know who is calling. Who is that very person calling now? I can't understand these people, for goodness sake. I can't understand them. We must continue. Somebody said, I insist, Niger Delta is a political entity. We must discuss it. And I must say, we must discuss this Niger Delta stupidity. There is nothing called Niger Delta, it doesn't exist. I respect the freedom that Adakaburu fought for because Zeke and all those people were very foolish. That is why we are doing things differently. We are going to every village and raising up a family across the length and breadth of their land. As the boy was right to fight for Niger Delta Republic, he was right within his own conviction. But that doesn't mean that Niger Delta existed. If you're telling me about Ijaw nationalism, I can understand that. Ijaw nationalism, of course, yes, I agree. Everything else is rubbish. Nothing like Niger Delta. At least our sister, Anki Obriz, have now admitted that we are all related. She wrote it down, I wrote it on my wall. Now we are all related by blood. So what am I asking for? So who is Niger and who is not? Are you now admitting that Calabari cannot be Niger Delta? Because Calabari is also evil. Opobo is evil. Andoni is evil. So what, how can you divide something that is indivisible? We must debate it. But I'm now sure that under the tweet, South has no meaning. Absolutely no meaning. And those in Astro are still photoshopping. Today is for saboteurs. Sabo, today is for saboteurs. Because they made us to lose the war. Our fathers fought and died to save us. And the point is that we still have saboteurs till this day. And the worst part of it is that they are now using the name of Biafra and Igbo nationalism to deceive people. And you think I'm going to allow that to happen? Of course it won't happen. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Those in the zoo are still photoshopping their way to oblivion. Three days ago was Children's Day. That 3 days ago, they said whoever was there was taking pictures with children. The same picture of a child they took last December, they republished. The girl had the same clothing on. But only this time, she's now wearing nail varnish. And somebody is telling me that there is somebody, a president in Ashrock, when there is none. I'm waiting for coronavirus to finish. And we collapse the zoo. Now what that idiot is saying to them, who knows him? What's he going to do? Nothing. It's the attachment. It's like a tapeworm attached to the gut of people and be sucking blood for free. He's like the ganja weed he's representing. Fulani. They have nothing. They are planning to build a pipeline from here to heaven knows where. But they have nothing, though. Because we are allowing them. Because they have agents like Obasika and Asayuka Kogba and Tony Mack. They have agents, full-time agents, working for them. The same way that Funmi Awolowo is working for them. Do you know that almost 70% of people are not responsible to us? 70%. You don't know? 70%. There is one prosecutor in Omoaha. He is a full-fledged Fulani agent. He will take IPOB to magistrate court, from there to high court. Nobody knows. Ask him for money. Very soon, we'll pay him a visit. I did say that today will be driven by our people. I think by now, I'm going to find a very beautiful song, National Anthem. I think we may be able to go into that later. What time is it now? We've been nearly here for 2 hours. I want to bring the program to a close. People, we are calling before their time. They will just wanted one or two people to be able to say something this very day. One or two people only to be able to say something, please. Our lines are open and you know it. If you want to call, you can call now, please. If you want to call, you can call now. If you call, we will be able to take your calls. If you call, we cannot take your calls, please. Our lines are open. Let me see who's calling. There is somebody on the line. Can you hear me? Can you raise your voice, please? Your voice is not strong enough. Raise your voice, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, sir.
Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Good evening to you, please. Right. Your voice is very low. Your voice is very low. Why?
I'm calling from Italy.
Yes, go ahead. What is your name? What is your name? It's not, he wants to hear himself by his system. The caller on the line, can you hear me? I have a caller on the line, can you hear me? No. That's the problem we have. People call and they don't want to say anything. They call, they don't want to say anything, and the line crashes. So that brings us to the end of our proceedings today. We have come to the end of our program today. It's a day that we have remembered our heroes and obliterated the traitors within us. And I thank each and every one of you very much for listening. And as we always say, without anything, not at all. We have come to the end of our program today, please. We have come to the end of the program. We have finished. Come to the end of the program. Biafra is a religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim, Chukwukikadoma Premihenine, is our God. From me, from here, to this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.